Live from Los Angeles, it's the Lex Fagin Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we die. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars have always shined.
Your host, the MC, I have so been looking forward to this show with our guest today and our musical guests. And as is happening for every show, as we are getting ready, something usually happens during the week that is perfect for a monologue. And this week, it was a friend of mine wanting me to watch a particular movie. So I watched the movie, and interestingly enough, in the middle of the movie, a person underwent plastic surgery. And she was so excited about this surgery that she was going to have, and it was pretty major. And they actually showed the surgery. I'm sure they used a cadaver or something, but they showed the surgery. It was not the kind of thing that I enjoy watching, and I turned my head a couple times. So it was a major thing. And then they kind of showed the recovery and it taking a long time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I was just thinking how excited she was going into this surgery. And I thought, interesting. She is thinking about what she's going to look like. And she knows that this is elective surgery. She's choosing to do this. So it's all in her head. She's excited. It's going to be great. Even though it's going to be painful, there could be some complications. And she even say, if I die, to her husband, he's like, you're not going to die. So there was all this exciting anticipation. And the reason I bring this up now is because our guest, and you'll hear her story in just a little bit, and I think sometimes in life when we go through some of these difficult things, if we think to ourselves, oh, great, on the other side, I'm going to look better or feel better, or there are going to be some positive life changes, it could almost be like we've elected this difficulty that's in our life, as opposed to, oh God, this happened to me. Look how horrible. Everybody, please pray for me because the most horrible thing happened, which there's nothing wrong with any of that. It's just that it just seems like if we could switch, like this person's going, okay, this is elective. I know it's going to be painful, but I'm going to look good after this. Anyway, that just happened, and I think Gina, our guest, is going to have something to say about that. So Gina Perro is going to be on when we come back, and a little later on, live music with our musical guest, Lucinda Monroe and Colin Martin, all on the Life Changes Show. We come back after this.
Hey, everyone. Have you ever thought to yourself, I wish I had more insights from the Life Changes team? We've thought that, too, and we've got some great news. We've partnered with Himalaya Media to give you an even better, more exclusive experience. Whether you like to listen to us live on our website or in a podcast like on your Apple Podcast app, we encourage you to also check us out on Himalaya. Not only does Himalaya have lots of cool features like curated podcast playlists and collections, along with personalized recommendations, but we have launched a members-only edition to the Life Changes Show, and it is only available on the Himalaya app. As a member, you'll get everything you already love about the Life Changes Show, but with some special benefits. One of the best things about being a member is that you'll also have the sweet satisfaction of knowing that you're supporting the show. Find out how easy it is to listen to your favorite shows on Himalaya, and please consider becoming a member of the Life Changes Show for a nominal amount. Learn about the exclusive offers you'll get as a member. All you have to do is download the Himalaya app, that's H-I-M-A-L-A-Y-A, and join us there. Thank you for listening, and thank you for joining our family. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier. actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter @LifeChangesShow and Facebook @TheLifeChangesShow.
Well, this is The Life Changes Show, and I am Filippo Voltaggio sitting here with Mark Lejeur.
Wow, I was thinking about all the different ways you can reframe emotional workouts, right? You're thinking about no pain, no gain, and all these justifications that we have for getting ripped and getting strong and improving our lungs and our endurance, and you know that could all translate to a little effort on the emotional side, right?
Absolutely. I haven't even had enough time to really put this all together, and it's in part inspired by our guest. So I'd like to bring her in and have her chime in on it, because I mean it can't be easy, but neither was what she went through, or for that matter what so many people are going through. By the way, I should mention this is the Life Changes Show at home edition. So everybody's from home, and we appreciate everybody doing their part and being here with us online. Our guest is CEO and founder of Gina Pero LLC and Embracing You. She's a professional speaker, an ICF certified life coach, and certified movement specialist. And she's been featured in a lot of things, and I'll just mention one. She is a former Rockette from the Radio City Music Hall. So we'll talk more about that when we have her on. Welcome to the show, Gina Pero.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here tonight.
It's been such a pleasure getting to know you over the past month or so or two. A big thank you right from the top to my sister-in-law, Macy, for introducing us.
Yes.
Or I should probably thank my nieces, who probably are the reason, Gabriella and Fiorella, for us knowing each other, too. So how did you like that reframing of the elective surgery versus non-elective surgery, potentially?
It reminded me of something my father would tell me. He would say, Gina, victim or victory?
Ooh. Wow.
And that just came in, and we grew up playing ball and athletic, and of course with dancing and being a competitive dancer growing up, I always went for the victories. So that's what it reminded me of. Thank you for sharing.
Well, and thank you for in part inspiring it, and thank you for going through what you went through in order to be this person that people are going to get to know more as we go through the next few minutes. So I want to take us back to a little ballerina that was starting out at what age?
Started dancing at age 4.
Oh, wow. Like this was in your blood, or you, were you forced, or what was that about?
I was enrolled in dance because I was shy, and I would always hide under my dad's arm growing up. Later, I realized I was just highly empathic. So dance was the chosen passion for me, and I loved it.
Mm. Well, speeding forward through, I'm sure, a lot of learning and growth came a major one. Not too long afterwards, at the age of 12.
Mm-hmm. At the age of 12, I was in ballet class looking in the mirror, and I noticed this right indent in the side of my body, and it didn't look like anybody else. And fast forward, my mom and I went to the doctor, and they diagnosed me with scoliosis. And that's an S curvature of the spine, and the top of my spine was curved 17 degrees. The lower of my spine was curved at a 36 degree.
Wow. So what was the quote-unquote diagnosis of the day?
The doctor put me in a back brace, and the protocol was to wear it 16 hours a day. And I had two options. One was wear it to bed. The other was wear it to dance. And those of you listening, I hope you know what I chose. I chose, I'll sleep with that thing, but nothing's going to take me away from dance class.
Wow. Well, when you say brace, you had a brace and a body cast or something like that? You were casted for the brace, right?
Exactly. And the brace was casted to my body and had significant big hips. And then in the back, there were two straps that pulled the skin over the spine to try and hold the spine in the 1736 degree curvature.
Gina, you know, I've talked to you for many times now, and you very rarely mention, but I have to say, ask it now. This sounds really painful.
Yes, it was very painful to wear for 16 hours a day, and the skin that was pulled across the spine and the back and the pressure put on my diaphragm and my rib cage, not to mention all of my organs, for 16 hours, really, I mean, it was kind of suffocating, to be honest.
And were you encouraged to dance?
I was encouraged to keep my spine in its held position. My mom and my dad encouraged me to dance, and my soul encouraged me to dance, and God encouraged me to dance. And that was, it was really my medicine. That was my freedom. That was my, I mean, it was like, oh, I'm going to dance. I can take this thing off.
Wow. But the doctors actually said what to you?
The doctor said I would never really become a dancer, like a professional dancer, and I wasn't allowed to see chiropractors or anything like that, which I did anyways, and now my soul partner is a chiropractor. So that was kind of the direction. There were breathing exercises and then just to wear this brace.
Well, we won't be able to go through the whole journey, but we're going to give the punchline here, and I think I already said it. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you being told that you're not going to be able to be a professional dancer end up being the most professional dancer in the United States as a Rockette. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that story and even more so the amazing things you've done from that and what you do for other people. So you could go to GinaPero, GINAPERO.com to learn more about her. But you'll be learning more about her when we come back after this and a little later on, Lucinda Monroe and Colin Martin, all on the Life Changes Show, live at Home Edition.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They are dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo, sitting here with Mark online and our guest online at home, and she is Gina Pero. We've been listening to her amazing story up until this point, and it just keeps going. Gina, you went on to become a Rockette. Was that something that you said, I want to do that, or you just wanted to be the best you could be? How did that come about for you?
I really just wanted to dance. Dance was the reason I really woke up in the morning for so much of my life. It was this instilled passion, this gift. And I had heard throughout my professional career that, wow, you'd be a great Rockette. Gina, hey, check out the Rockettes. And when I moved to New York City in 2007, I went and saw a dear friend of mine perform in the 75th anniversary. And I left that show and I said, okay, I can see myself doing this, and then went and auditioned.
Well, you were, how should we say it, living the dream. I actually know that's the dream of many dancers, and you were living the dream, maybe somebody's dream, but was it really your dream in the end?
Oh, it wasn't. I was so grateful for being able to be a part of history and being able to be part of, I would say, like the top of becoming a dancer for women. But in 2009, my whole life went from unconscious living to conscious living.
And you sound like you've been pretty conscious for the longest time, and went through so much to get to where you were at that time. So already it's a lot. So you're saying even more happened.
Even more happened. The story continues. And it was 2009, I was performing with the Rockettes, and I was walking backstage, it was intermission, and we enter from backstage for one of the scenes, and this was in 2009, so the show has changed since then, and there was a girl practicing backstage, and she went to jump up with her fists up in the air, and I was walking on the diagonal with my beautiful red rhinestone costume on, and red lips, and eyelashes, and I was hit under the chin like an undercut, like a direct knockout in the boxing ring, although I wasn't boxing. And my neck snapped back. I fell unconsciously to the floor. And that was
I can't imagine. I mean, you were the furthest from the boxing ring. And you were getting ready to dance. So what happened next? Oh, I don't mean to laugh. I'm not laughing. It's like, this is hysterically horrible.
Yeah. And I've healed through it. So I'm able to have light upon, you know, this story. After that, I was, well, if I may, I want to rewind the night before. In the show, there is a nativity scene. It's 12 minutes long. And I usually would talk to God every night during that time. The Rockettes are in, we're gift bearers, so we're hidden. You know, you can't tell really that I'm a Rockette. And I would take that 12 minutes and just talk to God. And this night, very clearly, I said, you know, God, I'm grateful for this show, but my body hurts. And my soul feels like it's jumped out of my body. And I know I'm supposed to be grateful, but I know there is something more for me. And I want to know what my purpose is in this life. I know I can feel that there's something more. Show me your plan. And the next day was the story I shared of being knocked out. And on my way to the ER that night, I was unable to text message. And I looked at the gentleman, my stage manager, taking me to the ER, and I asked him if I was okay. And he looked at me and he said, yeah, you're okay. But deep down, I knew something was not okay if I wasn't able to put a sentence together. And when I showed up at the emergency room, there was this show in the waiting room where heroes were being honored. And I remember vividly watching this show going, I want to be a hero. I want to make a difference. I want to, yes, this is supposed to be. And in that moment, I knew I was going to be able to shift this pain into purpose.
I'm looking at a line as you're saying this. I looked down on my notes and I saw a line that I wrote with quotes around it, meaning you said this exactly: knocked unconscious to be conscious.
Yeah.
As if you weren't conscious before, you were conscious, you were conscientious, you were asking for what's the next level for me. And then you see this TV show about being a hero. You wanted to be a hero. So A, you already are. So B, let's talk about just how you've already done that and on your way to doing more of that. Because you created Embracing You.
Yes.
What does that mean for people? Obviously, wrapping our arms around ourselves or somebody is wonderful. But you mean emotionally, spiritually, consciously, and unconsciously, right?
All of it, emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, physically, mentally. Embracing is accepting what is right now.
So I think, you know, listening to your story, how can someone hearing you think that a little girl can embrace what she had going on at 12, or a young lady who was at the top of her game embrace what happened in 2009?
The first step is being and acknowledging yourself. Like, we say hi to everyone all the time. Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you? When we wake up in the morning, we have the opportunity to say hi to ourselves. Like, hi, body. Hi, heart. What do you need today? Hi, spine. What do you need today? And that's one way to begin, just embracing, accepting, acknowledging, tuning in to this beautiful body that we get, this beautiful wisdom that we have that lives within our body. Every single day, the body knows what you need, what you want. And the second piece is connecting to spirit, connecting to God, spirit, universe, whatever you decide to call it. But from a young age, I learned how to connect to spirit. I learned how to pray. I learned how to feel spirit around me. I learned that there were angels that would help me if I called upon them. And one of my dance teachers was connected to angels, and it was a way for me to know that no matter what pain, no matter what I was going through, it was going to be okay. That this was for me, that this was something for me to learn from, listen to, look at.
So for those who couldn't have done that in the moment with things that happened to them as children or adolescents or young adults, they could go back now and do that. As a matter of fact, there's something that you say that I like as well about a part of your body that speaks to you.
Yes, our body speaks to us every day. And when there is a body part, for me, it was my spine, that continues to speak to you on repeat, it has a message for you.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like to say now, and this is something we also talked about, is asking for it to show you with ease, joy, and fun. Ask, say, show me body with ease, joy, and fun. And if you want to add the word grace after that, that divine elegance, that grace, you can add that in there too.
So what we were talking about, you and I, when that came up, is that so many of us, maybe even most of us, maybe all of us, have learned so well. I don't know that we've all learned them, but we have had opportunities to learn lessons from so many difficult situations, and we kind of all agree, well, you could learn from that, or that's how we learn. But you and I were talking about how we could also learn from joy. Mm-hmm. And so I went on to say too that you, I love how you say there's a part of your body that speaks to you on repeat. I like to say that there's, if something in your life keeps happening over and over again, or if you keep thinking of something over and over again, that's all trying to get your attention too, right?
Absolutely. The signs of the universe, you can call it, or it's the repeat signs that they're there showing you something.
So what, before we go on a break, what was the third thing that we could do? And I know everybody can get these on your website. As a matter of fact, they can get even more explanation than you've already given, here. So they just need to go to Gina Pero, P-E-R-O, and Gina is G-I-N-A, Pero.com, and they'll get these three and many other things. So just briefly, what is the third?
The third is a recall. I call it a recall. And the third piece is remind yourself of who you are, whether it's looking at affirmations, or I have a vision board. I have my mission and my vision written out that I read each day, or pictures. I thank people in my life. I have pictures of them, and I use this as a prayer time to send back, to send light to the universe or send light to others. But it's just a recall. And I do these three steps in the morning, so I am fueled to embark on giving or sharing or contributing to others. So I know me. I have embraced me in the morning, and now I'm able to embrace others.
Wonderful. Well, you are helping others in not only embrace themselves, but embrace their life and their careers, etc. You work with a lot of young people who are dancers, but also their parents. And so you work one-on-one, you work in groups, and right now you're doing more online courses. So people can reach you at ginapero.com. And when we come back, one of the things that I love that you said, how you help people not by what necessarily you tell them to do, but how you help them listen to what their body is telling them to do. I love that novel concept. So when we come back, we're going to talk more with Gina Pero about that. In our next segment, we also have our Ask Dorothy question. And after that, live music from home with our musical guest, Lucinda Monroe. And she's going to be with Colin Martin as well. All on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, Visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark online and our guest, Gina Pero, during our Life Changes Show at Home edition. Wow, what a story. And what exciting news this is, really, for so many people that can learn from what you've experienced, Gina, and the way you're sharing it. I have to say, more power to you, and thank you.
Thank you, too. Thank you.
Gina, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't hear you. So let's talk about how you help people find what their body is trying to tell them or telling them.
Exactly. So I guide people into their knowingness, their body, to find out what is true for them, whether it's guiding them into their heart's contents or guiding them into a pain or something discomforted. I really allow and give them the questions to be able to create, or I like to say choreograph, their own way. And part of life coaching and part of embarking on my journey, everyone always told me what to do, and everyone always told me how to be or what to do and how to do it. And through my personal development and personal journey, I realized that we are all unique. Every body is different. And we all have our own unique way and path. And I love, love, love seeing people create or choreograph their own way of meditating or their own way of the steps they take to get to their purpose or their own destination. It's so fun for me because I know what it feels like. I know the freedom in being able to design my own steps and find out what my body likes and what my body wants to do in this world and create it in my own significant way.
Gina, you're helping me connect some dots. I certainly have learned a lot from Dorothy Donahue, who's a healer, and she has often said that people can heal their body of very many diseases, but if they don't handle the emotional aspects of it, most likely the diseases will come back or come back in different ways or different forms. And so I'm making the connection to what you're sharing about dance, in that you had your emotional stuff going on, though your body and though your career had become what looked like the epitome of a great dancer, of a successful person, but the emotional stuff that wanted to be in a whole different place kept bringing things up until you got to this amazing place.
Exactly. A lot of the moments of not using my voice as a dancer, holding my stomach in because I didn't, want it to stick out, and just not listening, being so disconnected from what my body was really feeling, just being disconnected, that holding my leg up to my ear and forcing it just to make sure I wasn't going to get yelled at or wanting to be perfect or wanting to get it, just disconnected me from that beautiful voice inside that just said, this is what we really want to be doing. And so I did. I had a lot of emotional suppression, and I had to face and move through those emotional suppressions later in life when I allowed them to finally be heard.
You of course did enjoy aspects of a lot of your life, and it helped you in many ways, and you got to experience certain things that now you use. So I know you're not saying, and just to be clear for everybody, you're not saying that was all wrong for you. On the contrary, actually, right?
Right, absolutely.
So as we come to a close here, I literally have so many notes of our several talks where we were just like feeding off of each other. It's like, you know, and I've experienced this and I've experienced it. And so we, you know, now to try and put it all in a way for people to really get a sense of what embracing you is all about. How do we put a button on embracing you? Like you've given us three tips on what we can do to embrace ourselves. And what can we say at this point for people as they go out into especially this moment with coronavirus times and all that stuff going on, how it relates to embracing themselves right now?
I'm going to give you a quick tool to wrap this up, which is if you take two hearts in your hand and you cover them over your eyes, and you're looking through what I call the heart lens. And as you begin to walk out into the world from being in your homes, and as you begin to start to listen to your heart that might have changed what it loves, and as you begin to embark on embracing the new reality and embracing the changes and just embracing all of it, I'm going to encourage you to look through your heart lens to begin your steps.
Wow. Well, I am happy for the dancers that get to work with you and all your knowledge and your positivity. And also happy for the parents and everybody else who gets to work with you, even if they're not a dancer, because so much of what you have learned for yourself and from your career and in your new career embraces all of our life and all of our lives. So thank you for sharing as you share from your heart lenses as well, Gina.
Thank you so much.
So this has been a pleasure, and I have a feeling, oh, we should mention that one of the things that came up while we were talking, you and I, was that you're going to be doing some blogs that are going to be featured on the Life Changes Show website.
Yes, I am. I'm so delighted to continue the conversation and to share. Thank you.
And well, thank you. And so if the timing works out, we may just get to have blogs throughout May about embracing you. And then in June, you wanted to do something special potentially as well.
Exactly. Yes.
Do we want to say?
Okay. For June. Yes. Can I say?
Please.
Okay, great. So for June is Scoliosis Awareness Month. And so it would be, I would be honored to share ways that we get to embrace our spine, our lifeline, our bodies, and also encourage anyone out there who has a physical discomfort or misalignment, that there are ways to find ease and joy.
Wonderful. So we look forward to those blogs and sharing them both in May and June, and look forward to more with you. And if you want to connect with Gina for workshops or one-on-ones or learn more through her, about her, go to Gina, G-I-N-A, Pero, P-E-R-O.com. Once again, thank you, Gina. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
How great this has been. So with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, my name is Anthony and I live in Italy. I have so much love to give and have given it in every relationship I've had. All of my life, 52 years now, I have been searching for love, and I have had so many disappointments with the relationships I have devoted myself to. It seems to matter not how much I love my partner. There is always so much anger and frustration, and I do not get back the kind of love that I give. In every relationship, I give totally and completely, and instead of getting love back, I get tons of attitude. Am I destined to be alone in this crazy world that appears to be filled with egomaniacal humans who do not know how to give love and instead just seem to suck my energy and still constantly complain no matter how much I love them and do for them? To be loved is my number one goal, and it appears to be impossible to find someone who loves me just a fraction of the way I love them. If this is truly all there is, I am not sure I want to be here on the planet much longer. I am in a constant state of depression. How do I find love?
Dearest Anthony, thank you for this most important question. I intuit that you may have a different definition of love than the definition the people you're having relationships do. Let's first examine the types of people you're trying to relate with. Have they all fallen under your description of humans being egomaniacal? If so, then you may wish to examine why you're attracting that kind of person into your life so consistently. I encourage you to ask the right questions before you dive deep into relationship, as this could help you have a better chance of knowing if you are repeating a pattern that you believe is being in love. Most people develop a definition of love from the kind of love they experience with their family, and what you experienced may never have been the kind of love that all humans deserve. The dictionary defines love this way: love is strong affection for another arising out of kinship or personal ties, or attraction based on sexual desires, or affection based on admiration, benevolence, and common interests. I like this definition of love that many people shared on social media websites. Love is a complex set of emotions, behaviors, and beliefs associated with strong feelings of affection, protectiveness, warmth, and respect for another. Anthony, I believe that when we love someone, we love them exactly as they are. So it's important before going into a true love relationship for us to determine who the person is who we are attracted to, and to have them define for us what is expected by them in a loving relationship. This can be done before total commitment. I highly recommend that you immediately find a qualified life coach or therapist, since you say you are constantly depressed. It is also important for you to determine if you truly love you, and I believe a good life coach or therapist can help you determine this very quickly. Thanks again for this great question, and I trust that you will find the love you deserve.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
And we'll be right back here on the Life Changes Show with our musical guest from at home, Lucinda Monroe, who will also be joined by Colin Martin, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time, The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. 5 beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the 5 meditation. 5 meditation helps you harness the power of I am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of 5 beads at 5beads.com. That's 5phibeads.com. The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo with Mark and Dorothy online, along with our guest, Gina Perro. And joining us online is our musical guest, who is a singer, a songwriter at Universal Music Publishing, a shamanic practitioner, healer, and facilitator of earth healing techniques. Welcome to the show, Lucinda Monroe.
Thank you so much for having me.
What a pleasure to have you on the show. And I know you're joined by Colin Martin. You two are going to be doing something together real soon. We've had Colin on the show 2 or 3 times, and it's been a pleasure each time.
Isn't he great, by the way? Isn't Colin great?
Creative. So creative. We talked about that in the last time he was on, and he blushed. He's like, yeah, I forgot you guys saw me do that. So we won't talk about it now, but yes, he's very creative. and you are too. Where is it that, you know, you started music? How did you end up coming to the fact that music had such healing powers?
Music found me, which is like the way that medicine works and healing works, at least in my experience and my story. I was like, came out to college in LA, and my roommate knew how to write songs, and she was like, it's really easy, I can show you. And then once I found that portal to like inside myself to express myself, that was the beginning of my healing journey. And music has been the, like, the constant, you know, it's like, I always come back to it. So no matter where I go, I always end up back with music. So.
Wow. Well, and so many different aspects of music. We're going to talk in a little bit about your pop music, so to speak, but you've got healing music, and you sing and you write, and you also use a lot of ancient shamanic, like really ancient instruments.
Yes. Yeah. I don't have them here with me now, but I work with an ancient Egyptian harp from the goddess, the divine mother goddess from Hathor of ancient Egypt. And she was like, she was the mother. She would basically, can I say breastfeed on the air?
Yes, you just did. And yes.
Okay. I just want to double check. So she would like breastfeed the pharaohs cosmic like milk that would make them, that would help, that would be like the milk for kings, essentially. Wow. But that's not what I do. But that's who she is. That's who she is. And that's her medicine.
Through the music.
And what about the shamanic? Is it a Sami drum?
Yeah, well, I want to finish the thought because I feel like
Okay.
I just want to make sure that I land that fully. So when I'm working with the harp, I'm channeling that being through the harp, and so a lot of it. So then I sing and play, and that's how that energy comes through. And yes, I also work with the Sami drum as well, which I made by hand, which was quite an experience. to work with a raw hide.
Are you starting to sell those now as well?
Sell the drums? You know, that's really funny you said that, because Spirit just told me, like, I had this vision of, like, painting drums and, like, Colin making drums, actually. But,
oh, really?
Yeah.
I totally, like, I'm like, oh, she's selling them. This is great. I don't know where I got that.
No, you just pulled it from the ether, obviously.
Well, there it is. I love this connection, and was so excited when we knew that this was going to work out, and so I'm glad we're here. I know you were excited too, because interestingly enough, you said, "Hey, cool! I get to do something that I haven't done in a while." And what's that?
Which part?
You said you were
my pop songs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And you were going to pull out some music that you hadn't done in a while.
Yeah, so I have this song called Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken, which is, like, from the Universal Archives with Yaakko Manninen, who is a really incredible, speaking of talented, he's an incredible producer, and he also does film work as well. So he does a lot of, like, feature, like, films. So I don't know if they're feature length, but they're incredible. And he has two beautiful children. He lives in L.A. still, I'm pretty sure. But we wrote this, and this song is really... Do you want me to talk about the song a little bit before we sing it?
Yeah.
He had about a one-year-old kid, and we just sort of started reflecting on kind of, like, what was the legacy... Like, I was really curious about starting to bring in the healing components into my pop music, because they felt really separate. They felt really fragmented and separated. And I was really wanting to merge those parts of myself to be able to make, like, comprehensive, dynamic music that just resonates, you know? Like, I didn't want it to feel like it had to be in a category. And Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken is a song. It's actually my favorite movie. I don't know if you know the Disney movie, Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken.
I don't.
If you have kids, you don't have to have kids to watch it. It's epic. And it's about a woman who rides horses, like, off of a cliff into a pool of water, and then she goes blind, and then she still rides, and it's really cool. So that's, like, one component of the history of that song.
Wow. Okay.
Which I got inspired to say that because of Gina and her share.
Good point. So I know you've got so many stories of your own, and you've been through your healing journey on the way to here. In this song, Colin is going to be playing the guitar, but he's also doing harmonies.
Yeah, we want him to sing with us, don't we?
I'm here to be supportive, and
you're so awesome.
Ways. Let's see what happens.
I understand the second song you co-wrote, right?
We're definitely singing that together, Colin.
Yeah.
Yes, we wrote There's a Healing Coming, and we actually wrote it right before the corona, like, a situation. And so it kind of feels very, like, serendipitous. Like, we're plugging into this, like, frequency of just trying to bring in healing music. And then There's a Healing Coming is just kind of what it represents, I feel like. This whole experience is about healing.
Okay, well, let's hear the other first. It's called what?
It's called Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken.
Okay, so here is Lucinda Monroe live at home on the Life Changes show with Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken, accompanied by Colin Martin.
Okay, here we go.
Wild hearts can't be broken. Wild hearts can't be tamed. But it's your love that keeps it open. I'll show you my heart, I know it's not broken. The sun will rise again. Even if you don't want it to, you can feel sorry for a bit. As long as you come out of it, darkness could take over. Don't forget who you are.
that's not broken.
Thank you so much, Lucinda Monroe, joined by Colin Martin. You heard him there on the guitar and on the vocals as well. So, Lucinda, that works for this time too, and it also works for what Gina was saying, and obviously for what you've been experiencing in life. Good on you.
Thank you. Thanks. It feels good to just have a healed heart.
Like... Hear, hear. We need more of those. We need more of those. So I want to let everybody know that people can find you at thespiritofeverything.com, right?
Yes.
You're also on Facebook as Lucinda Monroe King and on Instagram as Lucinda.Monroe.
I know, but and, lacking continuity. Yeah. Sorry about that, guys.
Hey, you know, if people are going to want to find you, so let's just let them know where you are. And then, Colin, where's the best place for people to find you?
Right now on Instagram, I'm overhauling my online presence, so Instagram and Facebook.
Okay, and the reason I'm asking is because I went to the web pages I had from you before, and looks like they're being overhauled, so I want to make sure that you have the right ones. So that would be at Colin Martin or Colin James or which?
It'll be Colin Martin Creates on Instagram
and SoundCloud.
SoundCloud. And SoundCloud as well. You can have
music. Okay.
And there's some things on YouTube as well. YouTube, SoundCloud, Instagram, Colin Martin Creates.
And we're also just want to say that we're in a bit of a metamorphosis. I feel like this whole experience with quarantine and this whole health crisis is really getting us to a new space to kind of, you know, reemerge and like feeling more embodied and more in our truth and like ready to share. So yeah. I feel like we're inspired to kind of like metamorphosize. So I would love for you guys to join the journey. Follow me at Instagram at Lucinda.Monroe. That's the best like plug in for me, and you can find my website through there.
And, you know, I would have loved to have heard some of your healing sounds with the bowls and the and the harp. But they could find you on YouTube. And actually, we have a video of you doing some sound healing on our website as well. If you look for Lucinda Monroe on our website as well. So with that, speaking of Colin Martin Creates, the two of you have created a song, or actually this, like this is fresh. The song you just did actually was never aired on air. It wasn't recorded, right? So that's cool. That was a premiere. And now this is so much of a premiere. You literally just finished it a month ago, right?
Yeah, we did. We kind of like started it, and then it like feels congealed. It feels like a real full finished, fully baked song. I also do like weekly sound healings. If you are interested in experiencing it for the first time, I do it every Saturday at 5:30 at themindry.com. So that is something that you can participate in. And then Colin and I do a weekly show together every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific time.
Oh, and, I didn't know this. How cool.
And that's kind of what we're working on now. So we kind of do like a whole hour long show of all of our songs, which we have like 50 plus. I mean, considering his catalog, which is absurd, and my catalog, which is also
absurd.
Lengthy, a lengthy one. together, our forces combined kind of are creating this little magical moment.
Yeah, so, like the Power Rangers.
So, and it's free. Sunday's free. Sunday morning is free at 10 a.m.
Awesome. That's on
through my Instagram, too.
Okay, Instagram. Okay. Perfect. Wow. So let's hear how these forces combined for this song, which is so perfect for now. Anything else you want to say about it before we introduce it?
It is just, I would just love it if you could all just sort of put your hands on your heart and just try to just fully receive it. That's all I want.
Remind us what it's called.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a healing coming.
There is a healing coming indeed. So here
deep
is
deep
within us. Okay. Here is Cinda Monroe and Colin Martin performing There Is a Healing Coming. Live on the Life Changing Show at Home Edition online.
there's a healing coming over the horizon. I can see it coming. I breathe it in, I love it. Hey, hey, hey.
There's a healing coming. I can feel it in my stomach. And I believe in something. My healing's coming. Hey, yeah, yeah, hey. Hey, yeah, yeah. Let's take a moment, a moment to witness our healing unfolding deep within us. Hey, 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 hey. Breath, a little loving, it's all around us. Love surrounds us, it's all around us. Love surrounds us, it's all.
There's a healing coming. Wow, so many, and it's all around us. You know, I just kind of feel like listening to that, you're suggesting that if we look for it, if we're ready for it, if we're asking for it, we're going to get it. So thank you for reminding us, especially at this time. Thank you.
Got it so much.
Lucinda Monroe and Colin Martin. Yes, what were you saying, Lucinda?
I just thank you for fully receiving that, because I really feel like you got exactly what we were saying. So thank you for receiving it.
Yes, and I was feeling that, you know, that there's a video coming, right?
Yes, we actually just did some footage. We had to go to Oregon for a move, and we got all the footage. So we're gonna be putting that together shortly.
So when you get that out, please let us know so we can help share it, and more healing can come to more people. Thank you so much for
being part. You can listen to the track currently on SoundCloud.
Oh, good. And that's at the
Colin Martin. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. All right, you two. This is so good. I know there's going to be more, but this was great to connect in this way at this time. Always good to connect with beautiful people. Thank you, Lucinda. Thank you, Colin.
It was perfect. Thanks for having us. Blessings to everybody listening and to all the part to everyone who hosted us today. Thank you so much. It was really a lot of fun.
Love you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Well, and with that, again, big thank you to Lucinda Monroe and Colin Martin and to our guest, Gina Perro. And that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Leisure, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
Ciao.
Ciao.
You have been listening to The Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.